one page of it. Then, still with a set cold look of rebellion, he got things ready. Sulfur. Silver. Chalk. Though the room was dusty and littered, his little workbench was neatly and handily arranged. He was soon ready. Then he paused. "Oh, this is ridiculous," he muttered, glancing out the window into the darkness, where now one could only guess at the two square towers. A watchman passed below, calling out the hour, 8 o'clock of a cold, clear night. It was so still he could hear the lapping of the Seine. He shrugged, frowned, took up the chalk and drew a neat pentagram on the floor near his table, and then took up the book and began to read in a clear but self-conscious voice. Hayer, Hayer,